If you are a provider in a busy medical practice, taking thorough clinical notes takes more time than you have, meaning you miss the most vital of appointments, the ones with your family. Physicians who use Dragon Medical One reduce documentation time by 50%, giving them the ability to do more, inside and outside the office. Restore balance in your life with Dragon Medical One. Visit nuance.com/startwithdragon to get more time back in your day. That's nuance.com/startwithdragon.
What companies deserve your hard-earned dollar? Which would you want to work for? How can you know if they share your values? Just ask us. Just Capital is a nonprofit that tracks who really means business in supporting workers, customers, communities, the environment, and shareholders. We measure progress, track success, and help them be better. When you see the Just Capital seal, you know what's real, because just business is better business. Visit justcapital.com to learn who makes your dollar count.
Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to, be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen. Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to, be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen.
Imagine a place where you wake up to the sounds of nature at an iconic Victorian castle located in the Hudson Valley, overlooking a lake with 85 miles of trails and nature surrounding you. Imagine Mohawk Mountain House, voted the best resort in the Northeast. Countless seasonal activities, guided hikes, archery and tomahawk classes, locally sourced dining and evening entertainment, all included in your stay. Your imagination is endless at Mohawk Mountain House. Mohawk.com, M-O-H-O-N-K.com.
And welcome back, everyone, to News Radio 1029 KARN with me, Steve Finnegan, sitting in on this busy Thursday afternoon. Now, folks, as I promised in my opening monologue, we're going to have Dr. William Donahue of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights. We're specifically going to talk about the FBI's spying in Catholic churches. I could go on forever with the accolades and the achievements, but the one thing near and dear to my heart is Bill is a fellow veteran, Vietnam vet, served in the United States Air Force and was honorably discharged in 1970. So, Bill, thank you for your service and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be on with you, Steve.
Well, I appreciate that. I know we have a very brief window, so let's get into it. I explained to the audience that the Catholic League fights discrimination not only for Catholic Christians, but the League has done amicus briefs on behalf of our Protestant brothers and sisters, Jewish brothers and sisters. But the Catholic Church has been being spied on by the Biden administration. And I know you have been at the forefront with Congressman Jordan of Ohio. So tell us an update, please, and where all this is going.
Well, first, let me say that Congressman Jordan is a hero. He is, I don't believe he's Catholic, but I don't really care. He's definitely on the side of religious liberty, and that's all that matters to me. His staff has been very good. They're appreciative of our efforts, and we're appreciative of his. This whole caper started about a year ago. Now, this particularly pains me, Steve, because as an Irish Catholic New Yorker, my family, they came from Ireland. I'm only second generation. And they came over here. Almost all the men were in law enforcement. Most of them were New York City policemen. Some of them were in the FBI. And I have great respect for the law enforcement people. And I still do. And I have great respect for most of the people in the FBI. But the people at the top echelons, and not just in the FBI, I would have to say this is true in the medical profession, the military, the corporate world, it's all over. I don't trust the elites in this country anymore, generally speaking. And I have good reason for that in the FBI. When I found out, it was just about a year ago because of a whistleblower, that he came forward and said that the Richmond office in Virginia was spying on what they consider to be very devout Catholics. They're the Latin Mass Catholics. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute. First of all, what have they done? Where's the evidence that they're a threat to this country? And secondly, I have a nose for this, Steve. I've been doing this for too long. I guarantee you they weren't just going to stop there with some Catholics, some of the more Orthodox ones. They're going to go after the mainline Catholics. And, in fact, they did. My hunch was proven correct. And that's what's going on. They're spying, or have been. I have no reason to believe they're not doing it. In fact, they kind of admitted here a few months ago that it was ongoing. And that it wasn't just confined to Richmond. This was to be a platform for the rest of the country, but they got caught. Why are they spying on Catholics, and why are they taking the advice of radical left-wing groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, who hates Catholics to begin with? They use them. The FBI is using them as a platform for discussion about the Catholic Church. It's something which is positively mind-boggling.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but before I retired from the Army, the Southern Poverty Law Center was going after both Protestant and Catholic Christians in the military, saying that we were extreme right-wingers too, and said that. And they actually put out some stuff, and then the Army had to backtrack on that.
Just so that the listeners understand about the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's an extremely wealthy organization that's far left wing, and they go after Catholics, ordinary Catholics who have never committed a crime. Yet, when Antifa, those thugs in the street, those white boys dressed up with the mask on and the hoods, when they were thrashing Portland and Seattle and in New York and destroying property and killing people, the Southern Poverty Law Center said it's a mistake to call them a domestic terrorist group. But yet Catholics somehow pose a threat. So you're talking about people who are so far gone, it's incredible.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have an inordinate amount of respect for law enforcement. I have some sources from alphabet agencies that trust me. And I can assure you at the lower echelons, a lot of these folks are not happy what's going on in the District of Criminals and elsewhere. But just for the record, I'm full-blooded Irish descent. I was actually born in the Bronx, even though I don't sound like it anymore. Folks, Bill sounds like I used to when I first moved to Arkansas 33
My people are all from the Bronx, by the way. I was born in Manhattan in New York, New York, but my people all came over from Ireland. They went directly to Parkchester in the Bronx.
Well, I had some relatives that were here for the American Revolution, but my last two would be third generation for me. It was my great-grandfather on mom's side and my great-grandmother on dad's side were the last two to come over from Ireland. But yes, we share that in common. So I figured the audience would get a laugh out of that. But, you know, they've adopted me now. I'm an Arkansan as far as they're concerned after 33 years.
Well, you got a wonderful state there.
Yes, sir. And would love to invite you to come down sometime and visit us here. But I have a friend, actually a colleague that works at this station that's a Latin Mass Catholic. And I actually, when his dad passed away a few weeks ago, I attended my very first Catholic Latin Mass, and it was quite interesting. And as you said, the people were quite nice, quite devout. So where do we go from here, do you think, with the FBI? What's going to happen? Is there going to be any consequences?
Well, I wrote to Ray, the director of the FBI, here a few weeks ago, and I also sent copies, of course, to Jim Jordan. They did not cooperate with this House Weaponization Subcommittee, which is basically a branch of Jordan's and what he's been doing in the Judiciary Committee. They did not answer a subpoena, and they're late by about a week or so or 10 days. And what they wanted to know amongst the Southern Poverty Law Center matter and whatnot, why did the FBI permanently redact certain parts of the memo about this whistleblower and what he knows about the spying? In other words, there's a cover-up what's going on in the FBI. We have a cover-up under the Biden administration. They will not cooperate with Jim Jordan. They only did up to a point. And now when Jordan got specific, and we're kind of feeding him some questions to ask ourselves, all of a sudden the FBI now is claiming they don't have any more records of this. Where are they going on this? I guess they figure, the Biden administration, that if you're a devout Catholic or devout evangelical, for that matter, or of any faith, you tend to be on more on the conservative side. You tend to put the family first, not the individual first. And those people are regarded as heretical, according to the left-wing ideologues. And so they regard that if they could find some dirt on us, I'm sure they've been looking on me for a while. I mean, I had the IRS coming after me when Obama got elected back in 2008, trying to shake me down on some things. They got nowhere, and I told them, "Don't worry, I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing." So, there are some people playing dirty. Look what they've done to Trump. I mean, if they can do it to somebody of his stature, they can do it to somebody anybody else. The ordinary Catholic in the pew doesn't know what the FBI is doing. But and I do blame a lot of the priests and the bishops for this too, because they should be telling the people from the pew. I've not heard a word.
Oh wow. Well, I know that we had this limited time. I hope I'll get you back on again in the future. But real quick, I know your 11th book, you're either working on it or just finishing it up. So tell us real quickly, I'll give you a minute before the break. Tell us about your upcoming work.
Yes, the book comes out June the 18th. I'm currently working on the edits right now. It's called Cultural Meltdown, The Secular Roots of Our Moral Crisis. And essentially what I'm saying is that we have two competing visions about freedom in our society and morality. The religious one, obviously grounded in our Judeo-Christian heritage, and the secular one, which denies the existence of God, denies the idea of truth. That's why you get this idea that a boy can become a girl, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I trace this through postmodernism and look at this libertinism, this idea of a sexual free-for-all, transgenderism. And the book kind of ends basically with this whole idea that if you don't believe in original sin, then you can believe that human life is perfectible on earth, which, of course, is not true. But that's what the left-wing intellectuals have done. A lot of it has to do with the left-wing intellectuals. I have a PhD in sociology, and I've taught college for many, many years, and I know what I'm dealing with because I was taught by the left, and I didn't turn out to be one of their good students. I'm here to basically to subvert them.
Well, that is great. Well, Bill, I certainly appreciate you coming on the air with me, and we'll have you again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you. Keep up the great work, Dave.
God bless you. All right, folks, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll come back with Congressman Hill. This is Steve Finnegan. You're listening to me on The Schmidt Show on News Radio 1029 KARN.
Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone, as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to, be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen.